Welcome to the Introvert 360 Podcast.
Each episode, your distinguished hosts, Carrie and Rebecca, will analyze the extrovert's hidden agenda and how introversion can affect one's life experiences.
I have cats.
And how is that related?
Fine. Maybe we'll just talk about creative careers, workplace culture, and cake.
But introverts really...
But introverts really need to know about the hidden agenda of extroverts.
Get over it. Anyway, get ready to put on your introvert colored glasses.
What color are introvert colored glasses?
Rainbow? Unicorn?
Unicorn isn't a color.
That's what the extroverts want you to think. Hello, it's me, Rebecca, and I'm meeting Carrie for expensive coffee. She said she wanted to talk to me about a matter of grave importance. I hope it's not another one of her top 10 reasons why dogs are better than cats. Like, she's ever gonna win that argument.
Oh, man.
That's a big sigh, Carrie. What's up? And cats aren't that loud.
What?
Go on.
So, I just got an email from the Minneapolis chapter of the Simon Sinek fan club, the MCSSFC, and the next meeting, they're going to live stream Simon talking about his upcoming book, and there's going to be a Q&A after.
Well, you love Simon, so why do you sound so glum?
Well, the attendees who show up for the networking breakfast get to submit a question for him to answer live, and if my question is chosen, I would have to ask it on the live stream. I really want to ask Simon a question, but those networking breakfasts freak me out.
Are you worried that you'll meet his actual girlfriend?
What? No! He's not my boyfriend. I just get really sweaty and stressed out when I have to meet new people and make small talk. It's so exhausting, and I'm horrible at it. I once told a very nice lady selling fudge that I didn't want to sample because I felt overheated and sloshy.
You didn't actually use the word sloshy, did you? I mean, what the heck does that even mean?
I don't know. I think I just had some water, but I'm serious. I suck at this. And it's a true story. I mean, I guess I'll just attend the live stream. Maybe somebody else will have the same question I do and he'll answer it so I don't have to go to the breakfast.
Maybe it won't be so bad. You could bond with someone about how much you love Simon. I don't think anyone loves him as much as you do. Maybe not even his actual girlfriend.
Ha ha. Well, you're an introvert, and you don't seem to get as anxious as I do at these things. What's your secret? Wait, I got it. You can go and pretend you're me.
No, I feel an overheated and sloshy mood coming on.
Please, I'll owe you like a million gazillion favors. Please, 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 pretty please with sugar on top.
Tell you what, I'll go with you, but only if I get to tell Simon he's your boyfriend.
You wouldn't.
Oh, look at your face. Of course I'm kidding. I'm a nonconformist to the very core. If something is popular, I'm going to find myself standing back. So when, like, everyone is like, oh, look at Simon, let's get him! I'm like, I'll get more interaction with the book.
But the book won't answer my specific questions about where he got his mirrored glasses.
Really? That's your question?
Hey, no judgment.
Oh, okay, well, okay. So you really want to do this? You really want to meet Simon?
Yes!
All right. Commitment to making things happen is a great first step. All we need now is a solid plan.
That sounds ominous.
It'll be easy. I'm thinking football helmets and hacky sacks.
Oh, God. As introverts, how many times have you shared with someone your reluctance to attend a social or networking event? And their response was to tell you to just smile and be yourself.
Smile and be yourself.
Right. That may be great advice for an extrovert, but for an introvert, it could feel really dismissive. But Rebecca is going to tell all of us how to make it so networking doesn't have to be this big, scary thing.
No. I hate networking, too.
But you're good at it.
But I'm not.
I've watched you at a couple of networking events, and you're so calm, and you're so great at connecting with people one-on-one. How do you do it? Is it the Force? Teach me, Obi-Wan.
The secret is you, my little Jedi. I was actually just thinking about how you perceived me as this outgoing introvert versus how I perceive me as a standalone in the corner introvert. And I was trying to figure out why there was this difference. But I realized that when I'm with someone, I have enough of a security cape. I mean, does Obi-Wan wear a cape? I mean, but anyway, so I have a cape, and that helps me be outgoing. A security cape.
How did I not know this?
Because I leave my cape at home. Okay, but really. So for me, the more layers of security I can layer on, the more comfortable I get. And having a networking wing woman, that's one thing. Add in a familiar environment or a locale, that's another security. And if the event is somewhere that I have a specific role as, and I helped plan it, that's another layer of security. If I know what to expect, that's another layer of security. With enough layers, I'm all warm and comfortable as if I was sleeping in a dead animal like they did in that one Star Wars movie.
Ew. Okay, you just took networking to a really gross place.
I don't even know what the animal's name is.
I think it was a tauntaun.
I think
I have a fun fact about that.
Okay,
random.
Good.
So I heard once that the actor who played Luke Skywalker got into a motorcycle accident right before the filming, and they had to do that scene because he also gets slashed in the face by the thing they're fighting. He had to do that. They had to add that scene onto the beginning so they could explain the scars on his face during the filming. When they started that part. So they added that part, and that's when he splits open the thing and he sleeps in the guts. And it's really gross, and I'm done now. Okay. Never mind. The end.
No,
it's like, it's a killer.
Okay. So anyways, I was going to say, if I have none of these things, you know, if I'm going alone and I need to drive to an unfamiliar part of town and I don't know where to park and I don't know what the room looks like or how people behave at the event, it's really easy for me to find an excuse not to go. Like that street lamp looks really funny, or it looked at me funny.
The street lamp?
Yeah, they're always winking at me. It's disquieting. They do it red, green, yellow.
I remember you talking about skipping out on a writer's event because you didn't want to be around all those people, and I thought it didn't seem like you.
See, I can't believe that we've known each other for nearly 20 years, and you really don't know the real me. I can't stand networking.
Okay, wow. You just could have said you didn't want to do the episode. I mean, I would have been fine skipping it. I was just thinking about networking and how it makes me feel tired. The name tags, the awkward conversations, just ugh.
But this is exactly why we need to do the episode. There are going to be times in our careers where networking is unavoidable. I mean, even interviewing for a job could be considered a little like networking.
Well, now you just made it even worse.
The point is, we need to face our fears. We need to figure out a way to make it work. The first question to answer is, why do you hate networking events? I bet you we hate them for different reasons.
Well,
right?
Isn't that obvious? I'm an introvert. All introverts hate networking, as you've so aptly pointed out. I'm not even very good at making small talk. And when I do start talking with people, I always feel like I'm not nearly as interesting a person as they are. I mean, why would a VP of marketing from some fancy production company be interested in what I have to say? I start to feel super self-conscious about trying to be smart, and it just goes downhill from there. I mean, geez, that sounds like I have a self-esteem problem. But really, that's the way networking makes me feel. Just not cool enough.
There's the point.
What?
You're shy.
Of course I'm shy. All introverts are shy. I thought we went over this. People even use the terms interchangeably.
Oh, well, that's a myth. I mean, even extroverts can be shy. Did you know that roughly 40 to 45% of adults think they are shy? Just because you're an introvert doesn't mean that you are automatically shy, and vice versa. Shyness is a state of mind. People who are shy tend to be overly self-conscious and self-critical. For them, networking may trigger negative thought patterns.
Shy extroverts? Now I've heard everything. I mean, what's next? Are you going to tell me that you made up that whole story about the Memorial Day rat? Because I put out cookies for the rat over the weekend, and you know what I got? Ants. Lots and lots of ants. My husband is not happy.
You know, it helps if it's actually Memorial Day.
Well, that would have been helpful to know beforehand.
I thought it was implied. It's Memorial Day, Rat. Hello?
Whatever. So what does it mean if I'm a shy introvert? Should I just give up on ever being able to mingle casually at a fancy company cocktail parties like our former company used to have?
I wouldn't call company-sponsored happy hour with bottled beer and boxed wine served in the lunchroom a fancy cocktail party, nor would I call it networking.
Well, you know what I mean. Why can't I just be a regular introvert you?
Ooh, really? Really? I don't think I'm a regular introvert either. I mean, what does that even mean? I'm not even consistently outgoing. When it comes to forced festivities, my INTJ kicks in and I want to escape as soon as appropriate. This is something we talked about during our Friends at Work Comp Capers episode. I'll put in the appearance to make some random small talk, but even if I like my coworkers, I'd rather spend the time doing work so that I can get home as soon as possible. In all honesty, I think being an outgoing introvert has downsides as well.
But you can talk to people, random strangers, about cats and shoes and cows.
Cows. Moo! Have you actually seen me talk to people about cows? I'm sure there was a time.
We used to work for a company that had
cows.
Cow stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, are they spotted on the inside as well on the outside?
Maybe.
They're not, but all right. But yes, that is totally true, depending on the situation. But like you make assumptions that all introverts are shy, many people assume that outgoing people are extroverts. But sometimes I just don't want to talk to people and I'll turn around so I can avoid a conversation. But since people have this expectation that I'm outgoing, that sort of behavior can easily be misconstrued. I mean, I recall several times when people we hired said that I was a huge reason why they took the job because I was friendly and engaging and they thought I would be fun to work with. But the reality is, not so much. I mean, I was just outgoing for the purpose of the interview because that's what was expected and needed. Not to say that I wasn't genuinely interested in learning about them, but the reality is that at work, I don't spend a lot of time chit-chatting or gossiping. So if that's what you're looking for in a work relationship with me, you're going to be confused at the perceived difference in behavior. And probably disappointed. You might even start gossiping about me for being a bitch. And I guess that's the good thing about being a shy introvert. You match people's expectations.
But I want to exceed all expectations.
You do exceed my expectations.
It's not all about you.
Because we're so good at being catty with each other. The point is that people have different networking hangups. Yours is shyness and mine is fear of the unknown. So what works for each of us might be different. The trick is figuring out what works for us and planning accordingly.
I'm not really sure planning is going to help. I read an article once that said an introvert's brain actually takes longer to process information and that the brains of extroverts process information faster and may even release dopamine in response to the interactions they have at a networking event. It has something to do with how extroverts can be fueled by the reward value of a situation. I can't plan my way out of a biological function that predisposes me to stand in the corner.
Corners are nice, especially dark ones.
You are not helping.
Okay, I'm still wondering why I'm the expert here. But yes, maybe biology isn't on our side. That doesn't mean you have to give up. Introverts love to make connections with people in different ways. For example, how many people are in the MSFFXBLidocious group? The Simon thing.
It's MCSSFC.
Oh, of course.
Maybe 100.
And how often do you post to their Facebook group? I'm assuming they have a Facebook group.
Yes. Oh, maybe once a week.
Well, that's perfect. You, my friend, have already started networking.
Pfft. But I'm not, like, talking about myself or anything. I'm just posting articles related to Simon's theories or commenting on things by other posters.
Or talking about his glasses.
They're so cool.
But does everyone know that he's your boyfriend?
Not my boyfriend.
If you say so. But if you think about it, networking is all about building relationships and connections. Sometimes those connections can help you get a job or get you some new work, but it doesn't have to be all about that, not at first. Step one is to rethink how you view your networking events. I treat them as an opportunity to make people, especially the quiet ones in the corner, laugh.
What?
I know you think I'm a networking maven, but the truth is that I rarely tell anything about anything meaningful about myself at networking events. People I talk with probably remember me, but not in any way that's going to help me grow my network. I'm not sure how silly redhead who asks questions and makes jokes about unicorns is going to help me score my next side hustle.
But at least they'll have a positive and fun memory when they look at your business card.
Oh, business cards. Yeah, I always forget about the magical business card exchange.
So it sounds like you just need to work on your clothes.
You mean I shouldn't wear my I love cats t-shirt to networking events? Or how about I love unicorns? Should I go there?
I said clothes, C-L-O-S-E. But yes, you probably shouldn't sport a cat shirt unless you're at a cat convention. Do they have those?
Cat convention. Yes. Cat fancy.
So your advice for me is to be silly.
No, but maybe you need to lighten up. Many people focus on meeting people at networking events to tell them what they can do for the other person.
That's true. I do tend to put a lot of pressure on myself to be more like the extroverts and sell myself like a pro, both of which can make me feel really inauthentic. This makes it hard to make any real connection because I'm so focused on reciting my stupid elevator pitch because that's what we've told ourselves is the only meaningful outcome for any interactions that we have.
I want to, like, tangent to elevator pitch because I just think it's so fascinating, this idea of, like...
The elevator pitch?
Just jump in an elevator. And because you're not supposed to talk to people in elevators, right? So what if you turned around in an elevator? Dare you? We wouldn't do it because we're both introverts.
Are you kidding me?
We'd turn around and say, "Hi, I'm Rebecca. Let me tell you about something about myself. I collect Nintendo stuff. I like to play video games. And I'm not going to tell you anything meaningful about me. Love
that's
me?"
That's super. That's a whole YouTube meme channel.
Oh, yeah.
Where people go out and they just get in elevators and do the elevator pitch to random people. Like, some businessman will go in there and he'll do his 15-second elevator pitch to some old couple who's just getting off the casino floor.
We're onto something here. It's just elevator pitch.
That would just be the whole thing. It would just be elevator.
We could actually just make a box, right? And then we can
just get in and out.
She's like, "Hi." Sorry. Okay. That's awesome. I'll stop tangenting. Okay. Let's stop riding elevators for a minute here.
All right, fine.
And really just think about how we as introverts can highlight the best qualities of ourselves. Things like being focused, good problem solvers, and great listeners.
That's a very introverted answer. Okay, so what you're saying is I'm psyching myself out.
And riding too many elevators. But it's not just you. This might sound a little touchy-feely, but listen to your self-talk when you think about networking. If it's negative, try reframing or setting an intention for why you want to go. Don't tell yourself you have to go. Decide you want to go, and then take some of the pressure off by following three simple rules. The first is to choose the right event for you. Now, for me, these events typically involve lots of cats.
Liar.
Okay, fine. There are many kinds of networking events. Some, but not all, including cats.
Are work dinners and lunches considered networking?
I suppose they could be. I just think they are a drag.
No, you don't.
Okay, they're fine as long as I can talk to people I like, but I don't use them as an opportunity to make relationships that might provide long-term career benefit.
But that's kind of what, I mean, I suppose it's relationship building on another side, but I'm even uncomfortable talking at work events. I'm always afraid of saying something stupid.
That's the difference between you and me, sister. I only say stupid things. Most people say stupid things. It's time to embrace the dumbness. Come on.
Well, maybe I could do that at work events, especially if I more or less know the people. But what about the more formal networking events where it's like speed dating for business? What about my Simon fan club?
Well, first of all, he's already your boyfriend, so you don't need to speed date.
Not my boyfriend.
Okay. Secondly, from what I read, the first tip for introverts to be successful at networking is to choose their events wisely. So they can plan for them. Because you're shy, you might prefer smaller events because you might be more comfortable speaking with people one-on-one versus milling around a large room. In contrast, larger events may offer you a chance to connect with a wider range of people, which could gain you more freelance work, but will require more effort. So start by choosing the right event, by knowing why you want to attend, and then define what networking will look like for you at that particular event. Then you can define what successful interactions might look like.
Okay, so there were a lot of big words in there. So maybe I should.
Should I?
I was like, there's a lot of big words in there. Ask a guru, you get a big word answer.
Right.
So maybe I shouldn't expect to meet someone at the MCSSFC event that will lead to more freelance work. But what about more formal events where folks are expected to hand out business cards and all that stuff? I keep reading these articles that say I should write an elevator pitch and hand out 20 business cards.
And riding the elevators. Yes. Okay, I'll stop with the elevators. But I totally hear you. It's one thing to hang out with fellow Simon Sinek fans, but another to attend more business-focused events. This is where you can utilize your stellar introvert planning skills. Once you've chosen your event, you can make sure that you have a few prepared conversation starters in your back pocket. Rule number two is plan ahead.
Okay. Picking the right event, I get, but conversation starter sounds like a fancy way to say small talk, which I suck at, as I previously mentioned. I mean, how many times can you talk about the weather? And at least 50% of the time, I panic and start rambling about stuff. Did you know that I once spent 10 minutes talking about wrapping paper at a Christmas party like a complete doof?
Come on! Hasn't everyone spent 10 minutes talking about wrapping paper?
I doubt it.
I mean, I really hope they have. I mean, or perhaps an ingrown toenail? Or an irrational love of cats?
Nope.
Okay, I'm telling you, lots of people talk about dumb things. You're probably just focused on your own insecurities to notice. I personally like talking and hearing about stupid, inconsequential things. It can be a lot more interesting than hearing about the weather or someone's career path. But on the other hand, sometimes people don't get my randomness, and then there's just a lot of awkward silence when no one knows what to say.
That happens to you too?
Yes! Not everyone is down for a 20-minute conversation on the merits of the different kinds of cake.
Oh, why
I mean,
not?
I know, cake, right? You got red velvet, you got chocolate, you got German, you got coconut. Anyways, the point is that I don't think anyone really likes small talk. I personally find small talk boring. You don't get to know anybody. I think that's why attempts at small talk devolve into humorous asides, at least for me. So what do you like best about working at X company? Do you think that appetizer looks like little animals? What are you going to name yours?
Oh, no, you're naming your food before you eat it? Oh,
I can't eat anything.
Fine. It's true that...
Is that too disturbing?
It's fine. I'm just weird. It's all good. But it is true that one of the strengths, or maybe in this case we should say it's a preference that introverts have, is to develop a meaningful connection. Introverts do better if they can move out of small talk as soon as it's feasible. But these networking events aren't exactly geared towards deep conversations. You're supposed to hop around, aren't you? Or am I thinking like an extrovert again?
I don't know. Maybe... one of the things I personally find challenging is the transitions. Going back to my hang-up about networking, which is the fear of the unknown, I don't have a good system to know when to move onto a new person, how to find a person to talk to, that sort of thing. Honestly, I'd like if it was truly like speed dating. You'd have 2 minutes to talk to someone, a bell rings, you move on. As it is, if I'm at an event and I start to talk to someone, I don't know how to leave, nor am I motivated to find the next person to talk to.
Well, I wouldn't recommend fainting.
Who said anything about farting?
Fainting.
Oh. I thought you were really going wrong. I suppose farting would work.
It would work in a roundabout way, but that's really not how to make a first impression.
A wrong first impression. Yes. Remember that girl who farted?
It's terrible. I did read an article that said that a graceful exit involves changing your body language, but not farting.
Did it explicitly say no farting?
No, I'm just adding that in for you.
Not an especially gassy person.
But downshifting the conversation to lighter topics and choosing an exit phrase. Oh, the jokes are killing me.
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
Choosing an exit phrase that you're comfortable with. So I guess that means planning both your conversation starters and enders. Ugh. So something like, I really enjoy chatting with you. But that seems easier than trying to transition from small talk to something more meaningful in a hectic environment that's not well suited to meaningful connection.
Well, even at fast-moving events, you can still shift a conversation from what would be considered normal small talk into something that might be more entertaining for everyone. Breaking the cycle of small talk requires breaking the pattern, asking something that forces them to think about their answer rather than just respond.
Those conversation starters you mentioned, right?
Exactly! These could be things like, what are you working on right now that you're excited about? Which superhero do you wish you could be? Would you rather have a cat brain in a dog body or a dog brain in a cat body? Or you could just fart. They'll leave. You don't have to leave. They'll just leave for you.
What?
Just contribute something that's a little bit different than the standard. That's a standard fare. Sometimes just making a remark about something they are wearing can get a conversation off to a good start. Stop giving me the silent but deadly stare.
Your advice stinks.
Just try to have fun, okay? Take some of the mental pressure off and just focus on getting to know the other person or maybe learning something new.
That's easy for you to say.
Not really. The thing is, I don't want to talk about me. The carpet pattern in the ballroom is much more interesting. And like I said, I never hand out business cards.
Jeez, for a networking expert, you're really letting me down.
I still don't understand why you blessed me with that title. I have plenty of networking hangups. They're just different from yours. So it's not surprising that I can also benefit from rule number 3 of networking. Set a goal. Now, ideally, this goal should either include cake or cats, but not both, because that would be weird, right?
Cake or cats, huh? Not something about perhaps setting a goal to have a conversation with a new person or anything like that?
I suppose if you want to have a meaningful goal.
We're trying to have a meaningful podcast here.
Okay, so for you, a good goal may be to have a meaningful conversation with one person. Maybe find a person in the back of the room who looks as alone as you feel. For me, I should probably focus on my clothes.
I'm sure if you wanted to wear your I Love Cats t-shirt, it would totally be fine.
And I should probably work on developing my short pitch about who I am and bringing my business cards so that I can move networking from random laughing with random strangers to something with some potential for a durable impact. I should probably also make a goal for myself to work on transitions so I can network with more than one person at an event, maybe even forgo my social shield.
So, okay, have a goal. Anything else to help introverts make the best of these events?
From what I read, many of the tips follow the recommendations that are helpful for day-to-day introvert life. First, one is to wear something appropriate but comfortable. One of the things I like to do is wear something distinctive that may spark conversations. For example, wearing my I Love Cats shirt at a dog convention would really get some conversations going.
Or some crawls.
Of course, when it's a business networking event, you probably have to draw the line well before cute t-shirts.
Maybe you could just wear cat ears.
Those would make me look like a business professional. I like that idea. Another one is to practice power poses.
Ooh, there's a great TED Talk on that. In other words, don't make your body small and crumpled with your arms crossed over your chest. Take a wide stance. Take up space. Hold your head up and smile.
I like this recommendation, too. Think of yourself as being welcomed wherever you go. It was specifically intended for shy people, but I think everyone can sometimes feel like an outsider. And a standard piece of advice, schedule time before and after to recharge.
I read somewhere that you should run around the block or up a couple flights of stairs to get rid of any nervous energy before going in. But that seems more like a recipe for disaster than solid business advice.
Whoever wrote that must not know how much I sweat.
And I like to fall down a lot. So, you know, sprained ankles aside, that probably would.
Well, you could just lose your contacts.
I could just lose my contacts on. Oh, that's the reason I can't go to this networking event. I lost my contacts. So the bottom line is that networking is always going to be uncomfortable for some people.
Even for quote unquote networking mavens like me.
However, knowing your networking hangups can help you plan for success. The three guiding rules for introvert networking that you discussed are choosing an event, planning ahead, and setting your goals.
So, how are you feeling about the Simon Love Fest?
Okay, so I'm working on a game plan.
Does it involve football helmets and hacky sacks?
Fortunately not. It involves mirrored sunglasses and cake.
So there you have it, another episode of the Introvert 360. Please leave a comment or a review if you liked us. Check out our website at www.introvert360.com for previous episodes, including ones from our Calm Capers podcast. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I think we're done, unless you have anything else.
Cake.
You finally brought me cake?
No, I maybe thought that I could use cake to help with the networking. Right.
And yet you didn't bring me any cake.
Why do I need to network with you? I already...